During and after World War I, most provinces brought in mothers' allowances, which was to provide some regular support to poor mothers who were trying to raise their kids on their own. Now, in BC, there was a very strong women's movement at this time. It pushed for this legislation. It argued that women, that mothers played a key role in society, and that it was far better and cheaper to support women in raising their own children than in dealing with the family anguish and the future social costs of not supporting poor mothers. So in response to the women's demands, the Liberal government of the time brought in mothers' pensions that were in fact the most inclusive in Canada because they included unwed mothers, not just widows. Now, in passing this legislation, the Liberals were not unmindful of the fact that women had just got the vote in BC, but they also recognized the value of the work that women were doing in staying home to raise children and the need to support children as our future, which is something clearly that the current government does not seem to recognize. Okay, so BC's first Liberal government of the century brought in mothers' pensions. The second BC Liberal government in the 1930s, under Premier Duff Pitillo, tried to break with other premiers across Canada who were doing very little for the unemployed. He declared a war on poverty and tried to improve the situation of the unemployed through various welfare programs. Now again, he wasn't just doing this out of the goodness of his heart, he was also afraid of support the CCF was getting in BC. But at the same time, he did feel, although he was no socialist, that he was a Keynesian before his time, and he argued that in depression conditions, that these were exacerbated by the fact that people had lost purchasing power. And using, he was fond of using a poker analogy, and he stated that he didn't want to stop the game of capitalism, but he needed to redistribute the chips to allow the game to continue. So, and he argued you redistribute these chips through welfare programs. So he was recognizing then the dangers of slashing purchasing power, a recognition that again is lost on the current Liberals in their eagerness to slash the deficit. To conclude, I hope that history has shown us that the emphasis on personal responsibility we're hearing a lot about now is nothing new, and that since the 19th century, it's been used to deny government responsibility or social responsibility for protecting people from the cruelties of an economic system that often cannot provide them with jobs, no matter how personally responsible they may be. I also hope that history has shown us that this province has had Liberal governments that did recognize the need for a social safety net in the past. Now, again, these earlier Liberals did not just develop the strongest welfare programs in Canada in the 20s and 30s out of the goodness of their hearts. At that time, a strong women's movement, a strong labor movement, and general popular pressures helped to push these governments in this direction. So I just conclude by saying that perhaps this lesson from history might provide us both with hope and with a call to action. Thank you.